We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
I was in the middle of it. All right, we'll play some more music and we'll get Kellen up here. Thank you so much, Lauren, for being with us.
Get
booked at WYXR.org. Everyone be safe out there. It's pledge drive. Donate. Hanging with Kellen right now.
What's up? This is some deep cuts of some Memphis lesser known gems.
We're gonna get into it. Another Get Buck, our last Get Buck contestant. Let's do it. Here's Charlie Feathers. WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city soul. We're about to get into some soul in a bit, but I don't want to get you there just yet. I won't take you there just yet. We got Kellen.
Hey, in the building.
How you feeling, man? You made it here.
Man, this I'm good.
This is did you row your boat here, or how'd you get here?
I barely made it. Honestly, it's pretty rough. I told my wife and my dad just stay home, be safe. But I'm happy to be here, man. This is fun. I love what y'all do. It's such a good thing for the city of Memphis, a global reach. The events are amazing. So happy to be here.
Hey, thank you for this moment of support, but also for supporting the station. And also congrats, man. I've been enjoying some Sky Dog lately.
Oh, yeah. America's Best Light Lager is what the Great American Beer Festival gold medal. It's a huge deal.
So I already liked it before then, but now I got some hardware to go with it.
Well, it just means you know you were right. You're like, oh yeah, I was right for liking that.
Congratulations. Well, we're burying the lead because we haven't told everyone who you are and what you do.
Oh, hey, I'm Kellen Bartosh, native Memphian, city schools.
That part, you've had those cookies with the friends holding hands on them.
yeah, a lot of cafeteria stories.
There you go.
But yeah, I work with Wiseacre with my brother, and I don't know. Yeah, we knew that for about 12 years. But this is a cool thing in Memphis right here too. So,
in a world of the Anheuser-Busch's, in a world of the this and that, because I don't know, I feel like they've all probably folded into each other by now. What makes someone come up with a brand like Wiseacre?
Yeah, it was my brother and I's dream. He started homebrewing in college, you know, in the late 90s at this point, which sounds like a long time ago, but he was really good at it, and he's a unique guy. And I thought, you know, he's going to be great at this. And then I thought, you know what? Let's do something together. And I went and learned the beer business, got a job at a beer distributor in Nashville, worked for a great brewery out west, and we moved back to Memphis and found business partners and got rolling.
Beer is one thing, but brand is another. And we just talked to Lauren Holterman, who knows something also about making images tell a story. But when I go to Wiseacre, I'm not just buying into the taste of it. Like I kind of feel like I told someone, I was like, this is the closest you're gonna get to the Universal Studios, because they knocked not Universal Studios, to Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida, because they knocked that down and they built some Aerosmith roller coaster or something like that. So I mean, what how do you create a distinct flavor, because there are tons of smaller breweries in interesting cities and towns all over the United States. But yours speaks to Memphis, but it also speaks to a particular flavor that goes beyond what you can get in a can.
Well, I mean, shout out to Rachel Briggs for the art. You know, that's obviously a part of our brand, and she's a great friend. She's probably listening. She's a good musical buddy of mine, and I'm sure, she's tuned in. But she creates all the art, but she's a great friend of ours, too. So I think it really works, the relationship and communication around the brand that we build. And I think beer is one of those things where you can distinguish yourself. You can't in other forms, but we can with this. So. Hey, those first couple songs I had on there, Charlie Feathers and Junior Kimbrough, they were childhood friends, both born in the 1930s, white guy, black guy.
I didn't know that.
It's a cool story. Charlie Feathers said Junior Kimbrough was the beginning and end of all music.
Wow. Wow, that's strong right there. All right, we're going to get into some more music. It ain't going to be the end. It's going to be just the beginning. Here are the Sweet Inspirations with Sweet Inspiration. WYXR.org is a place you can donate. You can go to getbuck.wyxr.org to let Kellen feel it. Feel your support. Go ahead and donate. This is our pledge drive. We need your love. shout out to our cool closest friend Mary Maxwell for donating, showing some love to Kellen.
We were with Mary last night.
Oh yeah, what's up, Mary? Hanging out for Pledge Drive, giving us some inspiration. You can be like Mary by going to getbuck.wyxr.org. That's O-R-G. Got me rocking up in here in the studio. Starting out strong, Kellen, I gotta say, man.
Yeah, man, we had the Sweet Inspirations. That is Whitney Houston's mom, Sissy Houston, her group. They were called The Group, but they were like everybody's backup singer, and they recorded that in American Sound. But they were backup singers for Elvis, Aretha, Dusty Springfield, and then Karuma, native Memphian Hank Sullivan. That's his band. He started the Wigs. He toured with MGMT playing guitar, but I love his music.
Yeah, absolutely. Played at Weizsäcker. What was the name of that festival we did?
Bam.
Bam. When I was a kid, my pastor, he used to say, Bam, blessings and miracles.
Oh, a little acronym from the pulpit.
That's right. Man, we're having some fun up here already.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I love music, and like it brings people together. You get to tell the stories about music, and so I love being around people like you that know more than me, so I can learn something. But that's what's so fun about this.
I appreciate it. Every time we connect, we talk about music. I know we were in Harbortown, probably getting some breakfast at Kenfolk, and we were going deep on some music.
Yeah, it was like what are like the gospel tracks that slap? I think was basically the conversation because. I can't think of the dude's name, but like that.
Pastor T.L. Barrett.
Yes. I think a Chicago preacher, but the music is just like so good. Like, it doesn't matter what you think. It's like, this is awesome music.
For sure. Man, we got some people to thank. We got some more people to thank. We got Grant McDermott. We got Katie McDermott.
And
we got Margot Bolton. And a special shout out to our coworker, Mary Maxwell, for just not only being amazing at helping, first of all, making WYXR what it is. But forgiving, putting that money where that effort is.
Thanks, everybody. Margo would be my wife, so I gotta say love you to her, but thank you to everybody else.
Absolutely. And we're looking outside our window here. That's the cool thing about being at WYXR is we are in the community. We're not like a commercial radio station. We have to pass a security guard shack and know somebody to get up to an elevator and a password and a key card. No, we're right here in a lobby across our concourse. And some water has come into.
I was about to say, I can give a weather report from where I'm sitting.
Absolutely. The water's coming to. Well, go ahead. I'll stand by.
It is real out there, guys. So be safe. But yeah, we got a little trickle coming in, and they got the Zambonis lined up, like you said.
Absolutely. I'm most intrigued by the Zambonis. I usually do not see the Zambonis in the daytime. They roll those things around while I'm on air from 8 to 10 on Tuesdays during my show to clean up the floors. But they are cleaning the floors. Because there's a little bit of water in the lobby here. We got real-time updates throughout the past week that there's humidity messing with our feed, our satellite, and our transmitter. All of these technical things that are happening. I mean, that's practical, the wet floor in the lobby. But the technical, real-time, up-to-date updates about our station. All this upkeep, all of this things that we are managing behind the scenes, it's not just playing music. This is infrastructure, this is technology, and this is community, and we need all the support we can get. So thank you for donating to start our pledge drive. If you've donated already, thank you for anyone who supported any of our Give Buck DJs today. But thank you for supporting Kellen in this hour. We're going to get to some more music. How about some Big Star, Kellen?
Yeah, this is one of my favorite tracks from, you know, indie Memphis legend, college rock icons, every band's favorite band.
Absolutely. One of the sweetest guys, Jody Stevens, was one of the first people to play live in our studio. So we appreciate him, too. Go to getbuck.wyxr.org to donate. WYXR 91.7 FM. We got a little ring that happened there because Candy came in to make sure that she can support her own campaign, which is amazing. I appreciate that. I was going to ask, because we're White Station Spartans, the two of us. Also, Candice Gray, Candy Fox is as well. Robbie is as well. So if there's any White Station Spartans listening out there, I'd say it earlier during her show, during Candice's show. Elementary, middle, high school, any of them, alumni, parent, all of them. We need their support. WYXR.org, getbuck.wyxr.org. And you remember Candice from high school.
Oh, yeah. Amazing voice. I mean, she can really sing. I'm sure she still can.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Fantastic. She'll be at GPAC earlier. I mean, later today.
Oh, dang. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And we've done a couple gigs together. So, and she's toured the world representing Memphis. But speaking of representing Memphis, did we talk about it? I mean, Sky Dog, we talked about that.
We did talk about it, yeah. Yeah, we're in 22 states with beer. But the cool thing is that wherever we go, we're talking about Memphis. Like, we'll go in to sell to a bar or a store, and we talk about Memphis. So, yeah. You know, whatever small way it is, I hope it helps.
Is it difficult? I mean, there's got to be so much competition as far as regions bumping up against each other when you're going out to distribute to, I can't imagine how many states y'all are in at this point now, to say, oh, we're from Memphis, but not only are we a small brew, but we can offer something to you in your market that maybe doesn't exist already.
We've been able to find a niche really with making great light lagers, which is actually a challenge. It's harder to make those, something delicate like that, because if you make a mistake, it's going to show. So we got Tiny Bomb, won a bronze medal, you know, 10 years ago at the Great American Beer Festival, and now Sky Dog. So we you know, can walk anywhere and say we make some of the best light lagers in the world. And so that's our way to distinguish ourselves.
And we're talking about Weizsäcker. For those of you who are just tuning in, you got Kellen Bartosz here. Got Bar writing your name, so that helps.
Yeah. I want to talk about music, though.
Can I talk about beer every day? Well, can I ask one more question?
Go for it.
All right. Market share. I mean, the big companies are I'm sure, losing ground to these smaller organizations like yours that represent these distinct areas of the United States. I mean, what's that like competing on a larger market with these brands that everyone knows? I mean, the champagne of beers. People know these brands and they trust these brands, but our generation wants something a little different.
Yeah, but that is the bigger conversation, and we live it every day, so we think about it a bunch. But in Memphis, craft beer is an 8% market share. So we're like, most people are drinking something else. And that's why really with Sky Dog, we're like, all right, put down the other domestic light beer import thing and try this one. It's made here, and here's the medal to go with it. But that's the battle that we're all kind of fighting. So, you know, Globo companies versus us.
Speaking about medals, speaking about awards, we got a trophy right here. It's on the line. People got 30 more minutes to donate to back their favorite DJ. Now you can ask me a music question.
Did you know? How about that? Just set myself up for the next one. It's Loretta Lynn with Jack White. It was recorded here in Memphis at Easley McCain.
Didn't know.
And he produced it for her. He was in his 20s. She was in his 70s. But it's a double whammy because the music video was at Ernestine and Hazel's, where I was last night. But it's an incredible song.
Am I supposed to play it? Because it's not on your playlist.
It's what? It is. No.
Well, what's the name of it?
Portland, Oregon. That, what happened?
No, it wasn't on your playlist.
Loretta Lynn and Jack White. It's on the album Van Leer Rose.
I got it now. I found it. All right. Hold on.
Saved. Wait. I owe you. One Sky Dog.
It keeps showing up and disappearing. Hold on. All right, now I got it. All right, here is Loretta Lynn and Jack White. This is Portland, Oregon, courtesy of our friend Kellen. Go to getbuck.wyxr.org to donate.
It was much too late for the both of us in Oregon. Well, slow drink is what's mighty fast when you drink it by the pitcher and not by the glass. Hey, bartender, before you close, pour us one more drink and a pitcher to go.
Oh man.
Woo.
That was a smoking track right there.
Got to give credit to Daniel Mathis for introducing that one to me.
But that was a hard one right there. Black Rock.
Yep, I think Archie Turner, he was in Al Green's backing band. That was one of his projects, but yeah. Incredible music. And then before that, what do we have? The Barbaras, a really fun kind of punk band that was a goner band, Day at the Shrine.
So I asked Lauren before you, and I'll ask you the same thing. What role does music play in your everyday life, your creation? If you're in the office, if you're... You're hanging around, you're conceiving the next big project, the next big brew. Do you listen to music? You put music on?
Yeah, I think we talk about music a lot. You know, Ben Aviati that I work with is in, he's been in a ton of bands, but we talk about music. Another Ben, also, it's just, whatever, we talk about music a lot at work. I think in my life, I've got like my go-to music friends, and it's really fun to just be like, what have you been listening to? And just like to be able to learn together. I love talking to my dad about concerts he went to in the 60s and 70s, and he saw Albert King Senior. We were talking about Albert King Jr. a second ago. He saw him in St. Louis, and there was a big fight. But whatever. I like to remember all these stories. Right. But that's what's so cool about music is just hanging out with people and learning. So.
Yeah, man, this is awesome. And I always enjoy playing in your tap rooms and meeting the people that hang out there. I always get to meet some cool people and have some cool food whenever it's a food truck or another vendor in the building. And got some cool events coming up. Garner Fest is going to happen up there. We love Garner Fest. So.
Yeah, Witch. I almost put them on there. Witch that's playing at Garner Fest. A Zambian rock band is amazing.
Yeah, man.
Give them a listen.
Well, thank you for having now two venues that just make some incredible creative things happen from Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're welcome.
Oh, thank you. You got one of my favorite songs coming up right here. So if you love what you're hearing from Kellen Bartosz, go to getbuck.wyxr.org. That's getbuck. If you're not familiar with the term getbuck, they used to do that back in the club. They say getbuck, getbuck. We're going to see who can get the buckets, who can raise the most bucks. Here's What You See Is What You Get by the Dramatics. Go to getbuck.wyxr.org to get us bucks.
What you get,
and real.
different situations. Take a lesson from my elders. Don't make the same mistake. Let's fill the world with love. Get rid of all the hate. Our elders taught us one thing, but practice another. Just look what happened to the Indian and the brother. It's all left up to us to change this present situation. Our leaders make us fight. We don't know what for. If they want people killed, let them fight the war. It's gotta end somewhere. This killing's gotta cease. If no one went to fight, we could all live in peace. Our generation, it's all left up to us. Our generation, let's do just what we must. Straighten it out,
straighten it out.
We gotta straighten it out,
straighten it out,
straighten it out,
straighten it out.
We can straighten it out. Hope of the world is in our generation. Got a world full of machines, poison in the air. Wanna go live on the moon, can't hardly live down here. There are some good elders, but on the other hand, too many old folks ain't gonna never change. Our generation, it's all left up to us. Our generation, let's do just what we must.
Remember what I told you when I first met you. I remember what you told me. Said you never forget. All the time, why could it be just you and me? Remember,
I like that selection there. You know why? Because we had a stereo session on that album, the high rhythm sections on the loose. A couple years ago, we had all the high rhythm folks here, other than rest in peace, Teeny Hodges was not there, but Leroy and Reverend Charles Hodges and Archie Hubby Turner and Boo Mitchell were there. And we're also going to have our stereo session starting up in just a bit. I think a little less than a week. We'll be back in the listening lab for stereo sessions. And we'll be, of course, celebrating actually two Royal Studios records this time around. Billy Always' self-titled record, which is a bit of a post-disco, amped-up, hot, sweaty Studio 54 kind of juke joint-style club record. And then we'll be doing some O.V. Wright with the Memphis Unlimited record. So there's a whole lot of connections there.
Yeah. Yeah, so that high rhythm section, for people out there, that was Al Green's backing band, more or less. Or really like the house band, I guess, at High, probably. Sure. But that was their album, and it's amazing. Incredible album cover as well, if you guys haven't seen it.
Yeah.
One dude's wearing like a wrestling singlet. That's
yeah,
like,
that's Teeny.
Looks like,
I say that's the album cover with Teeny's weenie.
Yeah, it looks like he's about to wash your car or something. Like it's it's pretty incredible. And well, right before that was Ernie Hines, Our Generation, which is another kind of hidden gem on Stax, but like a, you know, kind of a powerful song with a message as well that is just fun to listen to. So slowing it down a little bit, moving forward with Bobby Womack, who has a crazy story but a fun song, Woman's Gotta Have It, and then Otis Clay after that, who I think both got their start as guitar players and kind of worked their way into like careers as singers.
For sure. Bobby Womack played with Chip's Moment at American Sound mm-hmm. Studios up the street. So we'll get into that because we're almost out of time. You can support Kellen by going to WYXR.org. I think we got some people to thank. Oh, we got Rosemary, who's adding to Candy's fundraiser. So, hey, listen, you got time to donate. This is the final stretch. We'll get into some music. I'll get out of your way. Here's Bobby Womack with A Woman's Gotta Have It, a classic. Get booked at WYXR.org. Donate, 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 support.
Fellas, I wonder what you mind if I talk to you a minute. You know, sometimes we have our tendencies, or should I say we forget what a woman needs every now and then. That is, if you want to keep your thing together. Listen to me now. Do the things that keeps a smile on her face. Say the things that make her feel better.
I had a love. steady girl. Don't always say that she's in love with me.